doing it, they can't get a piece of business out of it.
Because why? Nobody knows.
They're screwed in some business deal, that's why they have to pay it.
Well, you guys want to leave away now, so you talk about this. Yeah, all right. So I just want, well, we are having, you know, before last night, you mentioned gathers, we are having trials, and it's illustrated by this, check that. That's our brain, agree later on. You know, that'd be real, but this is Malik, you know, who's the foreign minister of Indonesia, and he's now president of the General Assembly, so his comments carry a lot of weight.
Yeah.
He's quite a fellow too. The problem we're having, which is what we anticipated.
Just set in the back room, one of the people in here. thank them for their efforts.
Well, good. I'll just take them one at a time. I have a question for all of you. I would like to ask you to consider the possibility of my maybe at the NATO meeting going to Russia and doing what Henry's doing in China the same way, low-key, for the same purpose, particularly to talk about the European Security Conference, because I think we could play that in a way that would be very helpful to you. We could play it in a way that would permit a preliminary discussion about the European Security Conference to result from your visit, and we could announce that it would take place sometime, say, in July or August before the election. And we could do it just exactly the way we want to do it, but we could turn it on and turn it off. And we wouldn't have to commit ourselves to the conference. There's a movement in this direction, of course, as you know, in Europe. And there's a lot of support for the general idea, but everyone is aware of the fact that it probably doesn't have much practical, effect. But having agreeing to a preliminary discussion about it before the election, I think would have some advantages. In the first place, it would show that everybody expected us to win. And secondly, we could have a preliminary discussion without making any binding commitments. We could just
preliminary discussion involved with all countries involved.
Or representative
members. And then be at the secretary level for our department.
Yeah, we could have. In other words, we could play it exactly the way we wanted to. What I'm thinking about, if we could have that, and maybe, of course, if we could get a solid agreement, it's worked out by the time we get it done, then the Moscow trip would be quite...
We have to get a solid
agreement. The reason I suggest that I think there's some advantage in doing the Russians about what we've done in Chinese, no more, no less, but say that we're preparing to trip and that we take no press, just do it the same way. And furthermore, I think a little visibility like that will help me doing a campaign. I think I could be in helpful, but I think it's required just a little bit of a build-up. And I can do the things on television and the youth groups and so forth that I've been doing with. It's so interesting.
Yeah.
We don't have anything we have to decide now, but what I think about is the Albanian in Brussels anyway. That's in December, which is not a bad time. And I thought I would have stopped in Iceland if I came way back anyway. And I could take a group, just as Henry's doing in China, and say that it's just to make the arrangements for your visit, do nothing else. Well, you know, I don't want you to decide it, but I thought if you think about it, I'd appreciate it.
That's December. December 8th, right?
Something like that, yes. But of course, we wouldn't have to do it at that time. We could do it
by
the time.
Now it's getting something closer. Let's see when we come back on the date with the Chinese to see how soon that is. And
are we still talking about the same sort of thing again in February and March?
Yeah, that's all what he's prepared to offer. That's been submitted to them, so they're prepared to discuss that. I don't know the other one they take or something. My guess is they'll get the. I guess it always makes a difference. It's only 2 weeks apart, 3 weeks apart. I think they'll take the later one.
The later one?
I think so.
Probably
a little bit. Well, it's a small one, but it's a little bit more out of the winter. It's in the spring. A little. Might be a little better. But they just make their bird have it earlier.
Yeah.
It's going to tell us a great deal about what they're reading, you know. He's. The main problem is, as you know, the pressing requests are 2,000, and so say we're knocking down to 400, and so I said that's ridiculous, so they're going to take 400 press. So we've got the damn thing down to
put that in as a minimum of 80, which will be about...
See, we had... We got a minimum of 350 to 400. Well, even in Yugoslavia, they had 400 wrestlers.
Mm-hmm.
But that includes, you know, the camera and all the rest. But now the Chinese, on the official party, we do have that people instead of having...
This is our going against
the one place you want to be in the service, right?
So you were ready anyway.
You were saying that.
And the same with the communications, it's a little harder because we do have communications, you know, we've got to be able to do that, and they recognize that. My God, I didn't realize the communications people, it takes 85 to 90 to run the net, they should have telephone calls.
So we cut that down. Now the president, and of course the official party is extremely small.
We're not, you know, taking a lot of secretaries on us. I cut the dam. Really, we've put in such a...
But even at that, they say the largest party they've ever had up to this point is 40. When I say they say that, this is what the study shows that they've made. The Chinese, on the other hand, have got to be aware of the fact that we're going to Moscow. The question is, do they want to appear to be more restrictive than Moscow? They may. Your colleague Jenkins, who is with them on the trip, disagrees heavily. They're going to be very restrictive. Jenkins believes the other
one. I go the way he says,
well, my feelings, I told I've got chicken. I said, well, now the main problem we want to realize that it's to our interests. We have just as many sales in can, particularly television. So when I put television first, you know, I really screwed it. I put the order of priority. Television comes first. And if necessary, it's one team. The two wire services come next. Then at a much lower order of magnitude, we just leave them out, otherwise we put the news magazines and then specials like the New York Times, Washington Post won't get on at all. But you don't need them. I mean, you always need the wire services. They okay get from the wire services. And they've also taken from the but we're going to put a television up there high, because the television of this is more important than anything else. That's what people, it's all the old people who can look at it. Now in Russia, it would be a very different thing. The Russians will break their butts to top what the Chinese have done. And of course, they are a more open society. They're more used to having Americans. And a lot of the press will squeal because they don't get to go to China. At least they're going to go run around Russia.
I think on the Russian one, well, the other substantive results should be impressive.
Yeah. The Chinese here by itself is important. The Russian trip has to have a solid agreement. No question about it. It's got... That's minimum. And it's got to have some other things. It's got to have some other things.
Well, we can do some things. I mean, we can make some sounds about using companies to do that and commit ourselves to it. We can make sounds about using the force reduction. Well, you can also make
sounds about the least. And I was saying, well, that's a political area. But in terms of what people are interested in here, don't get the trade area.
Trade.
Now, we've got a hell of a lot to give there. They want to. People here are they all have visions of these millions of Russians and billion Chinese not really looking for our products. Well, you know, it's a myth, but not totally. But the trade area is someplace we're bound to come out with that. That's a minimum. We'll get some trade and some exchange. And the whole idea of a new era is helpful, you know, but there's some cosmetics. But if we can move on to some of the other areas, and salt, and of course, in terms of European security, that's something they want.
So the reason I would like to do is I personally have a good relationship with Kumiko, very good indeed, Mr. Darvish does, with them. Secondly, the response to the things I've said in this country, particularly vis-a-vis China, has been very well received in Russia. They've given them tremendous coverage.
Mm-hmm.
So I think I would generally, you know, well regarded that there's things that I think we could accomplish there, and things that I'm particularly interested in the conference, the mutual balance force reduction in the Middle East, salt talks, and I think that if we could come out with something substantive so it doesn't appear that this is all atmospherics.
Oh, absolutely.
And what I would propose to do would be to do exactly what the industry is doing, play it low key for the same reason, not have press, and just sort of go with your people and make arrangements now. I think that in the, to some extent we're going to have to make our plans coincidentally, because there's going to be probably too much space in between if we go in March.
Yeah, March or May is very good. March, April, May, 2 months. And you know it's enormous in our preparation. Enormous. We think these other trips are hard, but these,
I saw you at the Long Wall last time.
Well, glad to see you.
Mr. President, I'm Captain Slade from Long Beach, California.
Are you? You've got the whole country. You've gone from Florida.
Right, very much.
Last time I was there, hands was down in the other Sea of the Philippines.
Oh, you were there? Oh, that was 50 years. 53, maybe? 55?
Time you went around the world.
53. Great, and from Robert in Washington, right?
Very much.
Do there, Gus.
Suggested I call DeBrean today and just crack it very hard on the pressure on India and
so you call it.
About how China has been bad and we kept them out of the UN. Now they've turned good and it's well to bring them into the UN.
He said that he indicated they had turned good.
That they had moderated their performance in an well, we got it all straightened out, sir, because Secretary Ryan was very responsive. I call them a desperation.
Good.
And we blasted out all these paragraphs of
good.
One, I think it's under.
Let me suggest a couple of things on that. I talked to Rogers about it. I think that you, Rogers, Bush, and I should meet and work it out with all of them. This is a good time. I would do it without publicity. I mean, I just want to have a meeting with you over in EOB.
Right.
Go over to how the hell things stand and what more can be done. Rogers this morning, and I raised the book point with him, I said, no, we've done as much as we can. And he said, well, I don't want you to, I mean, oral notes and so forth. He said, well, we don't want you to do too many because we want to be rebuffed. The oral note thing doesn't bother me particularly. I mean, if you were where we think, for example, it's ridiculous for countries like Panama, Greece, Turkey, Venezuela, just to name four, that totally depend on us. For them to be against us on this damn thing. And this is what I should we can put the pressure on now. Privately, you know what I mean?
That's the whole answer. If it's done privately and done in tough
times. Well, by oral notes, as I understand, we just wire the cable the ambassador and ask him to go in and give an oral message to the president. Is correct.
That's right, sir. That's the way we've been doing it. But even there, I think what we ought to do is say, look, we have leverage points on each of these countries, and
sure.
Some hints ought to be made, and whether it's oil for Venezuela.
Well, sure, you can find out another thing. that with Greece and Turkey, it's going to have a hell of a problem with our Congress. Every country that votes against the United States on this is going to find that the 350 congressmen that are for Taiwan are going to take it out of them. Boy, hey, now that should take every shot in Africa. All the little Africans, I think that should be thrown up as a supposed man.
Well, we've been.
Now, one other thing that Rogers suggested, and I think it does make sense. He pointed, showed me a memory, a telegram from Malik, in which Malik said that there was a question about the U.S. position as to whether or not the White House position was undercutting or was the Rogers-Bush position. Rogers is aware of how it's necessary to fight this. And like, so there's no problem on his part there, except that he believes, and I think he's getting it, of course he's absolutely correct, apart from the vote, in terms of our problems with this Congress, there can be no question on that point in this country. Yes. Now what I would like to do here is for you to get a statement and have a plan question, like what we had heard, what about this as the White House, because it really supports the Rogers position. I mean, that he should do it tomorrow after the Bush speech. And I think that his line should be, gentlemen, they said that there's no question about the president's position. We are for the admission of, we can put it very simply like this, the president, this country's position, and there's no difference between the president's position and that of the Secretary of State and Ambassador. We are for, we favor the admission of mainland China. We oppose the expulsion of Taiwan. And the president is in full support of that position. He's in full support of that position. That's just say a low-key way, and then don't go beyond that.
Fine.
Now, I see no problem with that.
No, it doesn't. Our big problem is to keep...
I was prepared to answer that way anyway.
Yes, sir.
The big problem, sir,
is to keep this from developing into any kind of a duel between you and Joe and I, that he's got to rebut publicly or
correct.
Could sour this. Correct.
On the other hand, if Ziegler doesn't, I will not. I don't intend to have any press conferences until after this vote for this reason. But if Ziegler does this, it seems to me that just simply says that there is no... Sorry is to the effect of the difference between the Secretary of State and the President. They're totally erroneous. We have one position, just like that, one position in this government. And just say it's for the admission of one against the expulsion of the other. The President is in full support. Now, that doesn't pose any problem, does it, do you think?
No.
The word is full support, but not any rhetoric then.
That's what we have to be careful of, is personalizing it.
Yeah.
Which is what Bush's speech did, unfortunately.
Yeah.
Oh, God, it would have been a humdinger. And we just exercised large portions of it out. The Secretary called up to me.
He told me he didn't call him.
Yeah.
Good. Well, you work that out with Sabre for you and tell Ron that I think the best time for him to do it would be the second before Bush's speech.
Well, he's giving it. See, we had 15 minutes.
But then why don't you have?
We could do it today.
I just want that done. And so he can do it. He doesn't like it. He's got a hell of a lot of play anyway.
Yeah.
In my view.
Well, some of the senators.
Rogers, so that Rogers can use it with. See, Rogers and Bush then, Al, can use it with the various countries. That's what I want. I just want something on the record. That's not all right either.
Yes, I think it's all right as long as we keep you out of it as a person. Let Ron do it and just let him...
Now that's why I'm going to
have one policy. Yes.
I'm going to avoid press conference like a plague until, frankly, after this vote. So as to avoid this until after he gets back, this is the time for me to shut up. So, but the other hand, if the Ziegler says there's
he has to answer the question. I mean,
well, he does it in terms of there's no difference between the White House and then in this administration.
Just take off the essentials.
This is the administration position. There's no differences whatever. And to avoid going
beyond that. So if you would handle that with him, and then if you would just keep your relationship with Rogers, if you could just say you have talked to Ziegler and he's going to make this, and you know, clear to them with him and say, here's what you plan to have him say. And or just have him say it and then send it over to him.
All right.
You work out what you think he's
what
we can get by.
Yes, sir.
Don't go any further than that. I know what the stakes are on the other side.
The Soviet task force has swung north now, and they may or may not be going to Cuba. You know, Henry hit the green very hard on this thing. They'll probably fiddle around and dance right on the edge of propriety, but I think they're conscious of the fact that we're damn sensitive to this. And,
for task force to go into Cuba now?
Yes, sir. No, I don't know that Henry told you that Kosygin was going to visit there.
Well,
which they claim is essential, and I think it probably is.
I shouldn't. I want to remain. Okay. He was lying. Hell, I think he's expected he goes there.
Okay. Now we had some bad press this weekend. That goddamn Smith line got into the Post yesterday about the your trip to Moscow undercutting Salt.
Smith said that?
Well, that line appeared in a Gettler story, and it had a little Defense Department twist to it, so I'm going to talk to Bob about really cracking down on both state and defense on this issue. It's disloyal to you, it's a goddamn incorrect logic to begin with, and it's self-serving to that delegation of ours.
I want to go further. I think Bob should crack down or should...
No, I'll do it, but I want to be aware in case they come back and bleed.
All right, I'll tell you what, I want you to send a memorandum that I want you to say the president is concerned about it. The president does know that this, he believes that this is, and then it'll be, and I don't mean to say it'll just be tough as hell. The president brought to you has called my attention to these things. This is, and then just say, what can you do, and this is totally... don't you think that's the way to handle it? So that doesn't appear it's just the NSC saying.
Yes, sir.
I don't think that I feel that way, pal.
No, absolutely. And it, you know, it's awfully strange when you get a bitch on Thursday from Smith, and on Sunday there's a piece that's running fairly parallel to it.
When you talk to Rogers, telling him that I was concerned about it, I think he ought to really keep, at least Smith, or I'm going to have to do it, I'm going to have to say to do it publicly. I just put that way. He's going to keep it. Well, Smith is a no good son of a bitch, you know that. We have to keep him. But he's just so concerned that he doesn't get to. He's afraid we're going to make the deal.
Go take his glory away. His Nobel Peace Prize. And Christ, he wouldn't even be there if it hadn't been for what was done back here.
For Christ's sake, I am money to the goddamn job personally too. Well, that's where we're going. There's going to be a lot of that. There's going to be an awful lot of that.
Well, it's good when people are fighting for the glory and means that you've got some. We have an SRG meeting on Cambodia today. There's been a lot of bad press stories on it.
Is that right? What of that?
Well, we're planning to get involved up over our ears in there, and of course we're not. At the same time, it's very limited. Most of these people are using that argumentation so that we don't help these poor people. And,
yeah.
We'll get that ironed out today. We're bringing Ladd back to help with the fight on the Hill because they put a limitation on money and people in the Foreign Relations Committee. But I think we
can... Back in the foreign policy when we're sabotaging every person, every year, and sabotage by some fish like Smith. I want you to call Rogers though on that. Just say Rogers, could I be left? I just read my news summary and I was frankly shocked. To put it that way, I was really just say that I read it through, put it that way. And I think he's got to keep
where it all is.
Exactly right.
Just winding around. Yeah, he bitch about it, and then he puts out the story.
I think Nitsa helped him. Yeah, I think Paul Nitsa helped him too with the story.
Nitsa? He's a bad one.
Yeah.
Why don't we put him in there? I don't know. Have you heard that when he's up at this?
No, sir, but it's his line. It's the Smith line flavored a little bit by Defense Department considerations on the offensive systems, which would make Nitsa prime candidate, and that's unfair. He may be totally innocent, but
I doubt it. But it is. I mean, that's also a very partisan liberal.
That's right.
I just tell you what I am. That my just say that our reports are that Vincent Smith put it right to him. Whatever it's worth, we haven't verified it. But I just think it's goddamn. But I want it cracked. If he won't crack it, I will. Just put it that way. But I will. I intend to do it myself. He won't crack it. Because I don't want to send out a memorandum of the president on this, but will he crack it on that?
Right.
In the meantime, isn't that better really than have Rocky crack it?
I think it is, and I think he'll do it.
From here.
I'm certain.
He'll do it. He will too, because it hurts us. But as I tell him, I tell him to either one thing, that I'm either going to send a memorandum to Smith, and I'll call him in a minute. But it would be better if he did, if he will. If he doesn't want to go out of it.
Right.
Under George Bush, Rogers might be better also at the or at the end of the week. So that we can get a better idea as to what the count is and where we have to go.
Right.
Now unless they feel that something needs to be done. Now but I just like to know when they get down to the closer votes, which wouldn't you think about Thursday would be, or Thursday, Friday would be a good time?
Yes, sir. I do. I
give George a chance to see where your repercussion is in. Also, our initiative is just to be down here. I just talked to Dick Moore, you know, and he told me that Ireland's and Tom, his brother, John, said that our Irish group, you know, has this goddamn business of the Irish going with the English rather than us on this. That's what it gets down to. And of course we have that silly Irish arrow thing.
That's what they answered with, you know. They were really sore on that airline. That airline thing hurt them. That's what the Leach said as soon as he gave them the note. He said, well, why aren't you as concerned about small friends on airline business or something like that? Huh? I think they'll come around.
Well, why don't we reopen the airline? It's worth it. I think it's worth it. Let me put it this way. The best of both worlds out here is for us to win this vote. And they'll get it next year. But this year is not a good time to lose this vote. All hell will break loose now if we're real. If we survive it, hell will break loose in the Congress and in the country about this. Get out of the UN. I can hear it now. And also, while it irritates the hell out of Chinese Congress for us to win this vote, it isn't going to destroy the meeting. That isn't going
to... No, not the winning of the vote. I don't think so.
Just so it's the way we win this vote. But you see, my point is we've got to make the effort to win the damn vote.
Well, it'd be a tragedy if we lose and somebody could say, well, the White House didn't support her.
That's right. That's why this statement must be out. It must be very clear on the record.
They're in trouble. They're squealing off.
They're terrible.
They've had, we have estimates that 50% of the rice crop is, that's the one time of year crop that they really sustain themselves on up north. It's gone. But they have a requirement, they're having POL problems from the Soviets. They're not getting the deliveries. They're very, very concerned about Peking. And they're making one statement after another. They have a directive out to their people, which is a secret one. Which said that you can be sure that Peking will not betray us, because if this meeting ends for all, they represent, so it's an assurance to their people. I just think they're in hell of minds. We've got as much leverage working on now as we've ever had.
There's one thing that we've got to be sure we work on, though. Henry knows Panning to go to Moscow. He must not do it.
No, no.
Too high a price to pay. We're not going to do it. It doesn't need to be done.
It doesn't need to be done.
And also, you know, we run out of string on this door in Paris. This is the last one. He either gets it now or that's it, you know what I mean? Because there is something to be said with this. Beyond a certain point, on the goddamn thing is just straying along. And it's too damn dangerous.
We've given about as much as we could ever expect to give. And if that isn't enough, goddamn it, we've got the leverage on our side. We've got the leverage to do the job.
We're going to use it. I couldn't agree more. I just think for him, just even, you know, he comes back and comes up, I just want to squelch. I'll never approve his going to Moscow. I never will. He must not do it. On a secret visit, it's just, or it's impossible for it to be seen.
No, I don't think Henry wants it. I think it's put Henry in an untenable position. They don't want it. They want to go on with the way
it's got this idea, well, with Moscow, and why don't we get in on that peace act? But Henry must put himself up front and center that too much. This is not necessary.
No. No, I think he's come away from that considerably, sir. I think he realizes it's a mess. Mixed bag. Yes, sir. It's being signed today. I didn't want to bother you with it. We've given to Dobrynin a copy of it, unsigned, which he wanted to send back to Moscow over the weekend. He's delighted with the letter. Now, I've sent messages, incidentally, to the band people that you asked about last week through Mr. Laird, and they're just delighted and very honored at it.
How about the Connolly trip announcement? Is that,
We've got one temporary hang-up, and that is the Indonesians have not replied yet. We sent flash messages.
Japanese. Well, one thing I want you to do is this. I think you want to get in on a very quiet basis, the Japanese ambassador, and tell him that the president didn't know that we were concerned, the flat over Okinawa, and that he doesn't, he feels it's very important that this be kept in the highest confidence, but even in foreign soil.
All right.
If it were anything important, I wouldn't even dream of doing this. it's just one of those things where it'll look like it's very important, and then when we get the summit or something.
Well, they finally came through.
They came through, we want to help them.
True.
Well, frankly, we want to help some. They're all we need, he's about all we got.
This is in pretty good shape. We're going to have a lot of tough congressional problems, but we've got more leverage than we've ever had. And these men are...
Congress.
Oh, they're sick.
God damn. How about the announcement then for the Indonesians? I would think this must be inefficient.
I think he was probably away for the weekend or something, because we didn't get these messages out until Friday night, you know. Everyone else has come back. That'll mean we can go this afternoon or tomorrow morning. I'm sure it might be better to do it tomorrow morning to get better coverage on.
Yeah. Well, we got pictures today. So let's not do it instead. Tomorrow morning. I agree. Let's just do it tomorrow afternoon. Okay.
All right.
So that can arrive, because that'll be a big story.
Be a big story.
Eventually get a story, we'll be completely bought out of that.
That's what I think.
Finish today and then come tomorrow.
All right. Fine.
It is scheduled in comments. I want to go to I think we already have Bangkok, right?
Right.
Indonesia, Saigon, Philippines.
Yes, sir.
Good. And Japan.
Ethiopia, right.
I would like for him to work out a day and a half in Hong Kong, too, mainly because, you know, it's just nice to have. They have never been there. And it's be nice for him to go there and see it.
Very good.
So on his schedule, that's it. There will be an invitation to go there, of course.
No. All right, sir.
Bye.
Good.